all this adoring crowd. Everybody wants a hero, even one riding on a donkey rather than a war horse. Disappeared. And in the Passion narrative, you get other indications of what kind of lover Jesus was. We have an example of what I was trying to talk about last Sunday, an example of conditioned love, where the repentant thief, who somehow in the presence of Jesus sees who he is, repents, and then Jesus says, "You're with me in paradise today." The condition being, of course, that this man come to recognize who he is and allow himself, therefore, to be loved as who he is. And then the interesting presence, which is also characteristic of the gospel of Luke, of women. Women were non-entities in the ancient world, and I'm not sure how far they've come beyond that. But it was women who were there attending the dead Jesus. It was women who were standing at the foot of the cross. And so we have to understand that love here is love for the least. It's either love for the least or it's nobody. It's for nobody. And then finally, in the Passion, you get the other great Lucan theme of forgiveness. Only Luke insists on forgiveness over and over and over again. And that is, I think, the primary instance of this conditioned love, this love that desires the best of the other, more of the other, further of the other. But the entree to that, the condition for that, is that you recognize who you are, that you need forgiving. And we can't pretend, I don't think, at least nobody I have ever met in 71 years of living, can so escape their own neediness when they go to love somebody or try to love somebody. This is certainly true of me and everybody else I know. That they can pretend that they're totally receptive of anybody else. Doesn't work, folks. Doesn't work. It's an act of unconsciousness even to assume that it could work. Condition of love is the future, the maturity, the growth, the freedom of the person that you love. And it doesn't happen instantaneously. And to recognize that I am not free enables me to enter into the ambit of the love of God, who will take everybody as they are, but love is mutual. Love is mutual. Love is never one-sided. Real love is never one-sided.